Chairman, just a couple of quick ones. We're running goodwill at 36 million. Our claim that assets in the books is 67 million, which is only slightly above the market cap. So a lot of other companies out there obviously are, you know, claiming they're worth 10 billion when the market's saying they're worth 4. So the differential is fairly minor with us. But I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about the goodwill, what makes up that 36 million of goodwill, which is a good chunk of the net assets. And I guess in a deteriorating environment, receivables is obviously something to keep a close eye on. It's increased from 28 to 33. How comfortable are we? What's the diversity like of our clients in terms of payables? If, you know, are we vulnerable to, say, one big client falling over? Is that something that's going to potentially could hit us from left field?
The intangibles is all made up of the acquisitions of the soap business and the brands that were acquired from it was early 2003, March 2003 through to the last one was the Firelighters in about 2005. And there's five acquisitions, and that they make up all the goodwill. In terms of the, I'll just make a comment on that, because what's not in the books is, it's in the prospectus, and there's a few floating around here. What's not there is the books are all recorded at the cost we paid for everything. And when we acquired Cymex, as it started off, i.e. before the soap and the brands business came along, Cymex being this site, we paid $5.5 million for this site, being the land and buildings on it. And there's a discount on acquisition of $30.9 million, which isn't in the books, because we just recorded what was there in cost. So there's no asset revaluation sitting there either for $30.9 million. So some people do make the comment over the time, you know, your intangibles are a lot and your plant and equipment and everything else isn't a lot, but if it was all valued at valuation at the time of being bought, there'd be another $30.9 million sitting there on the asset side and the asset revaluation side. Sorry, the second half of the question
Receivables.
The debtors, look, we certainly went through a higher pricing strategy, as we said. I believe the debtors at the end of last year, there's an element of lower pricing in them, for a fact. So they were naturally going to be higher this time of year. Look, we're two girls behind you, focused very heavily on collecting our money in. And we've got, is it two or three debtors at the moment who owe us money? And the amount of money in total is about low $100,000. And we're selling them and we're doing all the, you know, the usual process that we go through to collect our money. One of them has agreed to pay, he's in Ukraine somewhere, and he's sending his first payment. Look, they're all fully provided for in terms of the doubtful debts. They're all reviewed by the auditors at the end of the year, and we're quite comfortable that we'll certainly get a chunk of that money in. Whether we get it all in or not remains to be seen.
I'd only add to that that this is a matter on which the board's focused in the current environment. Indeed, we've had a board meeting today, and one of the issues canvassed was whether we needed any additional focus on debtors because of the current economic environment. So it is a matter that the board is very conscious of, and of course management even more so.